You're listening to One in a series of presentations from the 2008 High Ed Web Conference in Springfield, Missouri.
How's everyone doing?
Great.
Okay. You came to this session because you're in the marketing track where the title fascinated you.
Yeah, okay.
All right, tough crowd. I'm Jeff Clay, I'm with TargetX. Brian Bowles, our CEO, presented here last year. He couldn't make it this year, but I am thrilled to be here. Do not let my title freak you out. When I go to certain parts of the country, that term evangelist scares people. I'm pretty much as far from being an evangelist as one can get. If you know me, you would know that. I've got a lot I'm going to cover this morning, so I really just want to kind of dive into it. My area of expertise is really about this thing called the experience economy, and my remote is not working, so we'll do it the old-fashioned way. My area of expertise is on the campus visit experience, and I enhance it with the campus with the web experience. So I'm going to try to draw from that and make it relevant to all of y'all, because I know many of you wear a lot of hats. So most people in today's marketplace in higher ed are tuition-driven, and you've got to recruit students. And I know the session right after this, Don't Bite the Hand That Feeds You or something like that, is going to deal with admissions, and admissions wants the main part on your homepage. So hopefully I can set up a broader picture. But I always try to train tour guides to set the expectation. I want to talk to you a little bit about what we think is going on in higher ed. Talk about this thing, authenticity. A lot of what I'm going to pull is actually from this book by the name, Authenticity, by my good friends Joe Pine and Jim Gilmore. I'm giving away this copy, and there's a white gift bag floating around somewhere. If you haven't dropped your business card in it, please do so. There are some handouts right up here on this front table. The handout did not make the spiral knot, and I apologize. So I'm going to explain what this thing, authenticity, is, and then I want to give you some examples of how we render authenticity, and then have some questions and answers. I got a lot I have to cover in 45 minutes. So, and I'm just going to do this the old-fashioned way because the remote is not working. 2 weeks ago at the National Association of College Admissions Counseling in Seattle, TargetX held a session called I Think. We had about 150 deans, directors, and vice presidents of enrollment come. And we were trying to predict where is admissions marketing going. And it was quite interesting. We held it in the Seattle Public Library and the Washington Mutual Foundation room. And it was the same day that Washington Mutual was seized and sold by the FDIC. And all these deans are trying to figure out, okay, well, how are students going to pay to go to school and get loans? At TargetX, we think there are some factors that are going to hit higher ed really hard. Okay? Number one is you're going to see a decline in the millennial market, the traditional age college student. Number two, economic malaise. I don't need to talk about that. We all know what's going on. There's an enormous amount of press coverage about higher education, particularly on the web. And we're beginning to see a shift from the boomer helicopter parent to the very stealthy Gen X parent. Okay? That parent that you're not going to hear them coming, they're going to hit your campus once, lay waste and devastation, and fly on. So all these factors are affecting higher education marketing, and we think authenticity is the way to cut through the crap and the clutter. All right, you need to read this book. I'm going to give this one away. Add it to your book list, all right, by my good friends Joe Pine and Jim Gilmore. They also wrote the book, The Experience Economy, Work is Theater, Business, Every Job a Stage. Harvard Business School Press. What Pine and Gilmore basically say is that we are all searching to get a grip on what counts in our personal and business lives. And what that truly is actually being real. Now, in March of 2008, Time Magazine listed this book as one of the 10 ideas that are changing the world. I've got this presentation in a PDF. You guys can download it. All the links are in there. And it will take you to the presentation. Okay? So here's this thing coming that's authenticity. Well, what does it really mean to higher education? I think for an industry that's about truth and light, authenticity evades most colleges and universities. Okay? Most colleges and universities are guilty of rendering inauthenticity. What Pine and Gilmore say has toxic inauthenticity. If I was to ask you what's the most inauthentic thing your college does in its marketing efforts, anyone brave enough to answer that? Yes.
The experience that students receive from admission staff is not the same customer service they receive once they're a current student.
Yeah, that's a little bait and switch going on there. What can I put you on the spot in school?
University of Charleston and West Virginia.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Your campus is guilty of rendering something that's inauthentic. You're saying one thing, but really doing another. Okay. Well, it's getting so bad that now the press is hopping on board. You know, 10 years ago when millennials started going off to college, the press started reporting about the admissions marketing efforts. And now you're beginning to see the press question a lot of it, particularly the campus visit, saying that most campus visits are full of spin, the grass is always green, the sun always shines, and it's not very real. So don't waste your time to spend $4 a gallon of gas to go up and visit a campus because it's not real. The school is rendering inauthenticity, all right? So before we can begin authentic, we have to think about what we're doing that's rendering inauthenticity. I think inauthenticity is getting so bad, we're seeing this phenomenal rise of pranks being up on YouTube, particularly about the campus visit. Is the University of Colorado University in the room? Okay, have you seen this video? Okay, this is awesome. How many of you saw Drinking Time with Dartmouth College that kind of started it when they played this prank on a group of tours? And then University of Virginia had Streaking Time, and now Colorado University pranks a campus tour. And we're just going to watch a little bit of it real quickly. Because what's great about this... is that the current students know that you're being inauthentic in your marketing efforts. And because they can't post on YouTube, they're pranking campus tours and putting it up on YouTube. This is an actual tour guide.
All right, right now we're by the Waldrop Fountain. We're pulling water going and,
now, we don't have time, but they actually play 10 pranks on this one tour and this one tour guide. Then they go into a model dorm room and a guy is passed out in it and he just kind of randomly wakes up with the group there.
What is today? Like 8 or something? Well, this is an average
dorm room. And she just goes into her script.
Who are you?
I'm so confused.
Okay, and some are a bit bigger, some are a bit smaller than them. Often, or unmonk them if you like. But yeah, this is the IELTS room.
And then they have another chase scene. A guy comes there on scooters. The gorilla's on a scooter. The guy comes, one girl actually pees her pants. They bring a guy out. They all run out and grab the buffalo by the horns. Okay. All right, so you get the picture. College students know when you're being phony or inauthentic with them, and so do prospective students, all right? I'll put this down. This is not working. All right, basically, here's where we're going, guys. In the 1980s, all of a sudden, when the baby boomer generation died up and we didn't have enough people in our beds and dormitory rooms, colleges embraced marketing. Before then, higher ed really didn't do marketing. You pretty much got a catalog and a letter of acceptance or denial, and that was marketing. Then all of a sudden, we had to get really aggressive about marketing because most of us are tuition-driven, so we had to fill our residence halls and our beds, right? Then in the 90s, companies come along, and they start talking about branding, and what's your brand? And everyone's got to have a brand. Brand, 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 brand. And you get a new president, and he takes you on a branding initiative, and what's your brand, right? Well, what we predict is that now you're going to be hearing more and more about the term authenticity, okay? So I think most people in this room know what authenticity is. TargetX emailed me this, and they said, all right, in the persuasion industry, Brian Niles emailed me this. He goes, okay, Jeff, what is this authenticity thing? So here's a couple, and this explains what authenticity is. Marketing is basically where the guy says, I'm a great lover, okay? That's marketing, right? Public relations is where a third party says, trust me, he's a great lover. Advertising just shouts at you and says, I'm a great lover, I'm a great lover, I'm a great lover, right? And branding has the person says, I understand you're a great lover. So what is authenticity? Authenticity is basically where the guy says, I'm an okay lover, but afterwards I like to snuggle and talk. And she says, me too. Okay? It's being completely real and honest. We're looking forward to the one school that's going to step up and say, average students thrive here. Okay? It's being completely real and honest with who you are and being a school. Okay? Here's the reality. I tour 5 to 7 campuses a week, and I talk to all your students, and I ask them, why did you choose this school? 99% of them say, I visited and it felt right. In today's hyper-capitalistic consumption society, brands are mirrors, okay? A lot of schools are holding up mirrors that are dirty and foggy and smoggy and are not truly reflective of what your school is. And then students come and it isn't what you marketed it to be, and then they leave, so we don't retain them. We all vote with our dollars based upon conforming self-image, and authenticity happens within us. Coke drinkers versus Pepsi, raise a hand. Who prefers Coke? Okay? Who prefers Pepsi? Okay? Why do you prefer Pepsi?
I don't know. I just like it.
How do you feel if you fly on an airline and they're serving you Coke? Yeah. Okay? All right? This is a good one. Walmart versus Target. Who prefers Target over Walmart? Okay, wow. And why do we prefer Target over Walmart? I'm sorry, it's prettier? What else?
Less white trash.
Less white trash, okay, what else? So, Walmart is evil, okay, right? How about this one? Apple versus Microsoft. Who's on big on the Apple fan, okay? Why do we have our Apple? They work better?
Yeah.
Okay? Do you feel superior when you have that versus someone who has a job? Okay, it's all self-image, all right. So, at the core, most marketing and advertising renders inauthenticity, okay? It's a phoniness-generating machine. College websites, college view books, you know, the photography on them, completely phony, right? African-American kid, Asian kid, Latino kid, white kid, all with their backpacks standing in front of the building. You never, ever see that happening on your college campus, right? This gets a little complex, and this is getting into what Pine and Gilmore say. But basically, this is the deal. I'm having trouble with my Mac. Look, Mac. Okay? Being real, real means knowing who you are and saying what you are and being who you are. That's being in the world of real, real. Okay? And there's a whole breakdown of this matrix grid that I'll provide to you online. Okay? Real, real is what it says it is and is true to self. Is your website real, real? Is it what it says your institution is and is it true to self? Okay? The easiest way to be perceived as a phony is to advertise the things you are not. Okay? All right. So let's talk about your tagline. You have pieces of pen and paper out? Okay? Write down your tagline. Your school's tagline, your branding motto, whatever your current branding initiative is. Write it down and ask yourself, is it real, real? Is it who you are, and does it say what you are? And is it even necessary? Right? I have any volunteers who want to share? Yes, your name and school.
Jonathan Pierce, Bloomfield College.
Okay.
Connecting learning, life, and community.
Okay, and?
I think the college's mission serves to try to do that, but honestly, I'm just not sure it's necessary.
All colleges kind of do that.
Yeah, I qualify that a little bit because there is sort of a move towards sort of alternative spring break plans and service-oriented things.
All right, someone else, you had your hand up.
Experience it firsthand.
Name and school?
Barry College. My name is Tom.
Rome, Georgia?
Yeah.
Experience it firsthand.
Yes, I'm new.
It's
a new company.
Is it Barry College?
Barry College.
Is it real, real? Right, Martha Berry and all that, yeah, okay.
And in a way, it's kind of real, but at the same time, when I meet students, they complain about not having enough work to do while they're working. So.
Okay, very good. All right, millennials, you all. In our average day, you're assaulted by 3,000 to 5,000 marketing messages a day. Think about your day. Traditional advertising and marketing does not work. We actually have a biological function called a schism, okay? It's part of our neurological system that is helping us manage being assaulted by marketing, all right? If we are a Coke drinker and we see a Pepsi ad, the schism removes it from our brain, all right? It's part of the evolutionary process of how we are fighting hypercapitalism. This is a great article, an Ad Age article that says 64% of us believe that advertising or marketing is dishonest or unrealistic. Okay? We used to buy based upon availability. Then we started buying based upon cost. Then we started buying based upon quality. And then now we're saying we're moving to authenticity. Here's the deal. How do you differentiate quality in today's higher ed landscape? Everyone puts a ranking slug. Everyone's got a great English department. It doesn't really work anymore. Authenticity is what cuts through the clutter. Quality no longer differentiates. It's very difficult. How's your English department? Yeah, right? We have one. Okay. All right. Another exercise for you. I love this. Every time I go into college campuses, I ask students this, and then I ask the administrators, and then I'll ask the board or the president. It's quite fascinating to see if they're all in sync. If your school was a car, what car would it be? Okay. Think about that. Write it down. Now, I asked this of a school in Texas, and the president said, "We're a Lexus." And the marketing people said, "Oh, we're a Cadillac." And the student said, "We're a Chevy." And things were really out of whack at that campus, okay? And I learned more from this question. When you get back to your campus, ask this of your student workers, ask this of your president, ask this of their community, or any kind of brand analogy, an airline, an automobile, a retailer, a restaurant, any volunteer. If your school is a car, what car would you be? Yes.
Hybrid.
What school are you?
UC Berkeley.
Okay. Yeah, I totally get that. Absolutely. Someone else. What car would you be? Yes, school.
Cornell University. I would guess it would be
get that. Anyone else? One more. Yes, school. Texas Tech University. Okay, very good. Ask that again. Ask that of your students. Ask it of your faculty. Ask it of the staff. Ask it of the administration and see if they're in sync. It's a simple exercise. Again, authenticity is what we're looking for. Brands are mirrors. It's about appealing to the right students. Okay. I don't want to bore you with this, but actually this is a really good book. Time Magazine listed it, you know, ideas that are changing the world. There are basically five types of authenticity based upon these things: commodities, goods, services, experiences, and transformation. Colleges hang out at that last one. It's influential authenticity. So what is influential authenticity? People tend to perceive as authentic that which exerts influence on other entities, calling humans to a higher goal and providing a foretaste of a better way, not inconsequential or without meaning. That's the higher education experience. You are in the realm of influential authenticity. Here are the principles you need to filter your website by. You need to appeal to the personal aspirations of your students and your community. You need to appeal to the collective aspiration. You need to promote a cause, and I love this one, embrace art. Okay? That's part of being an influential authenticity, and give meaning. All right? Is your website doing this in rendering influential authenticity? All right, at the highest level, it's about imparting meaning to your students, to your community, without being coercive or threatening. Okay? No one likes forced fun. No one wants to feel threatened. All right. I'm not going to take you through this, but when you get back and you feel like downloading your presentation, take your website and your staff through this exercise. Okay? Here are the five areas in which you're rendering authenticity. The assigned names, who you call yourself, your express statements, established places, declared motivations, and displayed appearance. I don't have time this morning to take you all through that exercise, but I hope you will take your website and your marketing efforts through these five identify statements. All right, at the core, here's what authenticity is all about, and this comes directly from the book. Stop saying what your offerings are through advertising and start creating places, permanent or temporary, physical or virtual, fee-based or free, where people can experience what those offerings are as well as your enterprise actually are. So, authenticity is not about saying what we are. Authenticity is about creating a place that truly represents what we are. And we can do that online. A sense of place on your website. Part of how we do that is we go with the prosumer, where we allow the consumer to help create the content, right? We're all Twittering here. We're all in the meme blog sites. We're all going to social networking. The prosumer is creating the content. Because you see, if we help create something, we think it's more authentic to us. So that's why you should have a social network. Because Tom Peters says, if you don't design the experience, the customers are going to go ahead and design it for you. If prospective students aren't getting what they want on your alumni site, or excuse me, on your website, they're going to go into Facebook and MySpace and RateMyProfessors.com and CampusDirt.com and find out what they want to know about you if you're not rendering authenticity on your website. You know this. This was 2006, top 10 websites for sites ages 17 through 25. It's all predominantly consumer-created content, right? This is the world in which millennials live. They create the content. They create the content. Are you giving them the place to build community? All right, I want to read this because this is really important. This comes from These Brands Build Community. At the heart of these decisions is the simple fact in life with the internet. Everyone is connected, and hiding behind glossy images won't work when a Google search can turn up the good, the bad, and ugly of your company. In an analog world, it was different. Hoch believes, this is the gentleman that they're reporting about, believes brands thrived on how difficult it was for people to get information, logos, spokespersons, slogans combine to give consumers a way to make choices. But now the internet has turned it on its head. The entire economic rationale for brands is gone. Interaction is too easy for brands to have power. Your president can no longer control your university or college's brand. There's tons about them out on the website, okay? Bob Greenberg, the CEO of one of the largest interactive firms, RGA, said this. First, brands cannot be created and managed in a top-down approach. Gone are the days when branding companies could create a brand identity accompanied by a dense, rarely read instruction manual. How many of y'all have a big branding manual? On how to apply it across all media. Brands are no longer static. Today they are fluid, flexible, and non-linear. Second, branding can no longer work as effectively on its own as it once did. Not in our Web 2.0 world, branding has converged with design, advertising, and not long ago, each of these disciplines had a specific role, but now they all have to work together. That's why Apple does this really well. Apple's brand is consistent in the Apple Store and using the tools in their marketing and on their website. They are creating the experience fluidly across all stages. All right. In recruitment marketing, no biggie, we know 64% of your prospective audience prefers websites over brochures. 63% prefer email over direct mail, right? But at the core, what they want is they want a dialogue. They don't want to be talked at. They want your institution to talk with them. Are you giving them the tools to do that? Very quickly, here's where most of us are at, but this is where it's going.
Not on our website, can't you?
Sure. If I want to say, order this product.
See?
It's not exactly a dialogue.
What about the print campaign? You can't tell me you missed the billboard in Times Square. That was like a 200-foot-tall declaration of love.
You're saying you love me, but you're not behaving like you love me. It's not genuine.
I don't know. The agency said I was genuinely being funny. Genuinely being charming. They said you would love everything I did.
Whether you're funny or not, it's just, I've changed, and you haven't. I mean, we don't even hang out in the same places anymore. You're not even listening, are you?
Coupons. You want coupons, don't you? Look, come by the store, I got two words for you. Loyalty, redemption.
Wow.
All right, that was it, wasn't it? Let's just hug.
If you knew me, you'd know I don't care about that.
No, sweetheart, I know everything about you. You're 28 to 34. Your online interests include music, movies, and laser hair removal. You have a modest but dependable disposable income. Am I the only one that's having a problem? Oh, come on. Don't be like that. Look, I'll tell you what. Come back here tomorrow. I'll give you the chance to win a Bahamas vacation. There's a small chance, minuscule, but technically still a chance. Why do you like the old days?
Most colleges want it to be like the old days. We're in control of the message. We're in control of the media. But you all know that that does not work anymore. Right now, someone's probably twittering about my horrible presentation up here. One of the best examples in higher education is Wharton's website. Okay? Why do we love it? Well, if you go to Wharton's homepage, you'll immediately see they are rendering a fair amount of authenticity, right? The transparency and that, you know, learn more, do more. The differentiation, they are automatically setting up connections where you can go to. They have tons of stories from student diaries and tons of student profilers. Almost all Wharton students have the opportunity to blog on the Wharton website. So instead of Wharton's marketing department saying everything, they are allowing the community to say everything. And it's not always pretty. Wharton's rendering authenticity. Here's the deal. You are no longer in control. Your president's no longer in control. We don't trust traditional advertising or marketing. People are talking about you anyhow on Facebook or MySpace or any other Web 2.0. They want to know the truth, and they can handle the truth. And by the way, parents are talking about you as well. All right, so how do you render authenticity? I call this 10 steps. Number one, know who you are as an institution and render it. If you go to The Ohio State University, anyone here from The Ohio State University? Largest school in the United States. If you visit their website, they don't apologize for being the largest school in the United States. They tell you they are not going to hold your hand, all right? If you visit their visitor center, they are not going to hide from the fact that they have the largest athletic program in the United States with their little, you know, Brutus mascot all over the place, and it's all done in their school colors. They proudly own it. They don't hide from it, okay? So it's about knowing who you are and being comfortable with that. Step two is about saying who you are and drawing a line in the sand. Is anyone here from Baylor University? I'm so impressed with what Baylor University is doing. When I did a campus visit at Baylor this summer, the dean of admissions stood up and said, "Baylor is a conservative Christian university. We are more conservative now than we were 20 years ago." They are drawing a line in the sand and proudly saying who they are, and they are thriving. They had 28,500 applications for this year's freshman space. It is connecting with the best fit, right fit audience, and they are not apologizing for who they are. It's about keeping it real. You need to download my website for nothing more than to link to this survey. I presented at the Southern Association of Colleges and College Admissions Counseling with Emory University and a couple guidance counselors, and we surveyed about almost 300 students about web, email, direct mail, print publications, the campus visit, and then we put an open-ended question. If you would give colleges one word of advice in their marketing efforts, what would it be? And there are about 125 answers, okay? And I've made the survey available for you online. But here's what it really came down to. I was just in awe of what this one girl said. Be honest. Don't promote your school to everyone. It is not meant to be entitled to everyone. Encourage students to focus on a match and not the ranking of the school. Another prospective student said, tell the truth. Be straightforward. Millennials just want to know the truth. They can handle it. They just want to know. Don't make the brand mirror. Don't make the mirror hazy. Does your website and your campus tour just show off your best facilities, and do you just have bragging points? If I have to see one more rock climbing wall in Lazy River that no students are in or using, yet your president and his ego built this damn facility, and the tour takes you in it, and no one's on the rock climbing wall or floating in the Lazy River, I don't want to go to school with someone who chose a school because of a rock climbing wall or Lazy River, right? But all we do is talk about our bragging points, and all we do is show off our amenities. If you're afraid to say it, say it. If you're afraid to show it, show it. Average students thrive here, okay? I apologize, a lot of my areas of campus visit, but these are two schools in Texas, and these are the party districts that are right near their campuses. And on the campus tours, the tour guides were instructed to act like they didn't exist. Literally, the students ask, hey, what's that over there? And the guys go, oh, yeah, let's go into the library, right? And these are a vital part of the student experience at both of these schools, but we acted like they didn't exist. Rule of thumb in rendering authenticity, if you're afraid to say it, say it. That's being real. How many of you read the Clue Train Manifesto? One of my favorite books, okay? You got to hop on the Clue Train. Here are the four tenets of the Clue Train Manifesto. Markets are conversations. Markets consist of human beings, not demographic sectors. Conversations among humans sound human. They are conducted in a human voice. Is your website in a human voice. Champion stories, not statistics. Stories render authenticity. That's what's so great about the Wharton. Okay? Before we had, Facebook, Flickr, MySpace, Twitter, all that is modern day storytelling. Okay? Before we had the internet and telephones and television and radio and the printing press and scribes, what did we do? We sat around the fire and we told stories. Stories render authenticity. In today's marketplace, no one remembers the statistics of your school. They remember the stories that support those statistics. Stories render authenticity. Your job as marketers is to be the chief storyteller for your school. This is a school, let me just give you a quick example. This is St. Edward's University. They get storytelling down to a core to the point that even their construction sites tell a story. Their marketing department puts up these huge signs, and there were four of them when I toured campus that says, change is good, Fleck Hall is getting a facelift. Renovations will add classrooms and faculty offices, and you'll love the view of downtown Austin from the new third floor. And they embrace it, and they tell the story, and the tours walk up to it, and they talk about, look what we're building for you, and construction's tough, but change is good. And they get storytelling down to a core. I would invite you to visit their website. You got to embrace consumer-created content. If we help create it, it's real to us. At the University of Louisville, they do something really fun on their website and their campus visit. They have white squirrels on campus, and they encourage you to bring your camera. And if you take a photograph of a white squirrel during your campus visit, they will give you a t-shirt that says, I spotted a white squirrel. And then they are building an online gallery of all these photographs with the student's name and their hometown. And then they also have a gallery that they're building in their visitor center, right? Ning website, social networking, all Web 2.0, it's all consumer-created content. You have to embrace it and allow your community to help you create the marketing of your school. It's about connecting with your best fit students. All small private liberal arts colleges say, we're all about people, okay? So Albright College said, guess what? We're all about people. And they created a campaign called Faces, and I would invite you to go to faces.albright.edu, and prospective students, faculty, current students, all of them are involved in the social network. It's pretty much uncensored, it's unfiltered, it's unedited, and it's successfully helping the school in Pennsylvania recruit a class. And it's a pretty wide open social network. You gotta remember your particular audience if you're in recruitment mode in admissions marketing, and I apologize that the majority of my presentation has been about this. But millennials, first generation in American in the history of the world to be more technologically advanced than their parents, right? You know, I'm a Gen Xer, and I had a, my mom had a Selectric typewriter, and I wasn't allowed to touch it growing up, And these kids are far more advanced, and they want this technology. But you just can't do, I think a lot of times higher ed is guilty of embracing a technology for the sake of embracing a technology. There's a great line in Jurassic Park where the Laura Dern character says to the old guy that created it, you didn't ask yourself, just because you had the technology, if it was right to use it. I think a lot of times we think, ooh, we have to hop on every bright, shiny technology object and put it in our website when it might not be right for our audience, and it might not help us render authenticity. All right. I would highly recommend you add these books to your website. They will really help you understand a little bit of what I've been rambling on about here. I'm a big fan of Seth Godin, Clue Train Manifesto, Pine and Gilmore's works. Target X has a social network using Ning technology, just like the one for this organization. You can download the presentation in there. All the links are in there. The address is on the back of your handout. I've got about 5 minutes. I know this is a very distorted presentation, and its flow is kind of weird, because this authenticity thing is kind of real. Here's the deal. You all know what authenticity is. You want to render it at your school. Your audience wants it. Your president can no longer be in control of the message. If you don't render authenticity, you will not bring in the best fit students who will stay at your school. All right. Question. What did you learn? Yes.
How can you get other marketing folks, including your cabinet, to understand to go real?
How do you get other... the golden question. Okay. I found that many of our clients, quite honestly, that started a social net, an internal intranet social networking site that got all the players involved, and they started using it as a tool for collaboration, right? And that helped them understand that this social networking thing, which is one way of rendering real, is real. It is a great way. And they said, oh, it isn't so scary. And then I think it's a matter of, do they have children that are on Facebook and MySpace? And they have to understand the generational shift. But I think by getting them to put their hands on the tools will help. Did that answer your question? Yes?
You mentioned that the millennials and others can see through advertising.
Yes.
Can they also see through the negative stuff that's being put up on the web about people? You know, can they see that someone's experience that they're...
To take it for what it is,
right.
I think they're pretty savvy to know that I'll rate my professor and irate student is going to take that for what it is. They just want to know the truth. And first and foremost, they want to get the truth from you. Did that answer your question? They're savvy consumers. Yes. Some schools don't moderate, you know.
At all.
Furman University had a freshman who did not come back, and he wrote five paragraphs on why he didn't come back, and it was put up on the site. If you're going to edit, and if you're going to delay the post, I think you have to give your bloggers guidelines. Remember, yeah, it is in a way marketing, but you do have to tell the truth. I think if you go to henchurch.edu, the students are being very truthful about it, and they're posting, and they're getting readers. When you put all these restrictions, no, you're not being authentic. Your bloggers won't post, and they won't have readers. Any other questions? What did you learn out of me up here rambling on early in the morning about this big picture called authenticity? Anything at all? Yes. Oh, okay.
It's hard to let go.
It's hard to give up control.
It's hard to let go.
How many of you have posted a review on Amazon.com or purchased something from Amazon.com because you read a review by someone else? It is hard to let go, but if you want to connect with this next generation of students and their parents, your administration is going to have to give up control. You know, one of the schools that renders authenticity so well is Hendricks College in Conway, Arkansas. You guys familiar with Hendricks? Tiny school, pretty wealthy, you know, almost $200 million endowment, 1,100 students. They're booming. And if you go to their website, they're being very authentic about who they are. And on their campus tour, they pretty much say, hey, if you want a Greek system, don't come here. We are very left of center, not just for Conway, Arkansas, but for the United States. We're a funky little school. This is who we are. It's so awesome on their tour. They keep the parents behind to conduct an interview, and the students are walked to class. And the tour guide who's walking in the class says, okay, Mom and Dad are back at Ellis Hall. Do you have any questions? And the number one question is, what's there to do on the weekend? Which is code for, can I drink? And the tour guides say, yeah, well, it's 21, but we don't want you drinking and driving. So, yeah, you probably can find alcohol on campus on the weekend. Now, they've recruited their largest freshman class, highest SAT scores, and they've discounted, and they've lowered their discount rate by 5%. And they brought in a freshman class of 60% from outside of the state of Arkansas and seen an enormous bump in cross-apps because they are rendering authenticity and being real to who and what they are. If you don't give up control, your audience will go to all those other website sources and find what they want to know about you if you're not rendering your real self. What else did you learn? Comments, questions? Yes?
When I have these discussions at my institution, since I'm the guy who would be implementing whatever, the question always comes up is not should we do it, but once it's up, who's going to manage, you know, the information that is posted by people outside, you know, the anointed few? Who's going to take
it? I have learned that that's rendering authenticity, and I have learned the web is a very self-governing institution. And for that one person that puts up that one comment, 10 people will come in and lay waste on them. I mean, you all do it on blogs and social networks and Facebook and all those things, and it is self-governing. And it's a matter of admitting that the web is fairly self-governing, because you do have to give up control. Yes?
I work at an institution that is predominantly run by baby boomers, and this is not something that they would like. How do I convince them that this is really what the people coming in are going to want to work?
Did you recognize your school in that?
I thought we might pop up every hour.
Now, I love what you're doing down there. Wes is great. Okay. Yeah, that's the problem. Baby boomers are not the target audience, nor is every 17-year-old. The best fit 17-year-old is the target audience. And baby boomers are out of touch, and it's not about them, and it's not about your president. And the problem is most college marketing is presented for presidents, and they're not the target audience.
I understand that it doesn't work.
I'm shocked at how little many college presidents do not know about the millennial generation and the emerging Generation X stealth parent. Great book. Hand your college presidents X Saves the World. How Generation X got the shaft but still can keep everything from sucking. Total name of the book. If they want to understand the new mentality of parents that are about to hit them and their stealth behavior and the next wave of millennial children. A lot of them are totally clueless about American generation. They have not read Howland Strauss. They are not tapped in. They're all about creating marketing for themselves, the board, or to impress the president at the school down the road. At some point, you got to be real with them, and the emperor's new clothes aren't working. Yes?
I can give a suggestion from that from our university. We brought our student workers with us to the meetings with the president and had them say, you know, why aren't you on Facebook? Why aren't you on MySpace? Why aren't you on those things? And that really helped because it was coming from the voice of kids.
The current marketplace. Yes?
We put together a proposal for a pilot project to allow some funding for a couple students to open that up for blogging, let them do their own kind of marketing technique, hire 3 students we can trust, open it up to them, and then show that it works.
It works. If you're controlling it, showing it works, and then taking that case study and taking it to a broader space. I'm at time. Are we good? I know this is difficult because you all get it. Y'all are web savvy. You're on the web rendering authenticity. I understand. I hope I gave you some data and some research that you can take back to your leadership and say, if we don't do this, it will affect our bottom numbers because times are getting tough. Times are going to get really tough in higher ed. And what is hitting Wall Street is going to hit the quad very, very soon. And authenticity will cut through all that mess. All right, you can download the presentation there. Thank you all very much for putting up with me this early morning. I've been rambling on.
For more presentations from the 2008 Higher Ed Web Conference, visit higheredweb.org/2008 or sign up for our podcasting feed at higheredweb.org/podcast.xml.